Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. I'm so happy to be with you this evening. I've been doing so many podcasts lately, ever since I started doing this, for my own studio in my home, which is really fabulous. And I'm actually waiting for my special guest to come into the queue. And actually, I see him right now, so I'm going to bring him right on in and continue my... Well, hello, Mike.
Hello.
This is Nancy, and
hey.
I'm just starting the show right now, so if you give me another few minutes for my introduction, we can start the interview.
You got it. How you doing, Nancy?
All right. Thank you. So as I was saying... I'm always so happy to be doing this, and I'm just ecstatic. I have so many people calling me and wanting to be on the show now, and I don't have to drive like 2 hours. I used to have to drive into the studio, and it would take me 2 hours of my day, and this is just so wonderful to be able to do it in the comfort of my own home. But this show is about childhood memories and how they influenced you to becoming who you are today. But I kind of changed it down after. I'll be doing this almost 3 years now. So now I kind of just ask one question, and we will get right into it. Tonight my very special guest is, and of course I promote it all over the world, so everyone already knows who it is, and it's Mike Montelli. Is that how you pronounce it, Montelli?
Yeah, you got it. That's it.
He is the lead singer with the group Hollis Brown, who I had the pleasure of hearing just a little tidbit of at the Willie Nile celebration, Willie's 35-year anniversary. And I love Willie, and we're friends, and I interviewed him just a few months ago. So without further ado, we're talking to Mike. And Mike, who influenced you the most when you were growing up, and why?
Oh, boy, you mean musically or just in general?
Anyway.
Oh, that's a tough one. Usually people ask me, who's influenced me musically. But in general, my dad was always a big influence on me. My parents, they were both immigrants from Italy. So they kind of came to this country, and I'm a first-generation American. So they taught me a lot about hard work and work ethic and what you have to do to make it. So that was always a big influence on me. But musically, we took our band name after a Bob Dylan song called The Ballad of Hollis Brown. So I guess I would have to say him, if that's what we named our band after.
Right.
I love Bob Dylan. I love all the great songwriters. We did a tribute record to the Velvet Underground last year, where we redid a bunch of Velvet Underground songs off of the Loaded record. So Lou Reed, the big influence.
Oh, cool.
All the great songwriters, I always love songs. I've been writing songs, since before I could play instruments, just lyrically
okay,
and stuff.
Okay.
So I always appreciated the songwriting bug,
Right, right. Well, I'm a musician as well and have a CD out. Actually, my song on Reverb Nation is number 2 right now, and it's been, I don't know if you had an opportunity to listen to my CD, but John Harrington was my lead guitarist from Steely Dan, and he's a friend of mine as well.
Yeah.
And Jeff Levine was also on my CD on one of my songs and put some really cool synthesizer music on it. And anyway, when you get a chance, give a listen to it. And I was promoting my music, and then I released a few songs, and this is like 4 years ago, and all of a sudden I started being interviewed, and from my very first show in New York City, I interviewed with Joey Reynolds at his studio, and I thank you, Joey Reynolds.
Yeah, I've
from
been
that
there.
Night,
I've been there.
I knew I was going to be in broadcasting. And so I've kind of set my music aside, and I've been doing this for 3 years now, almost 3 years, and I absolutely love it. And, I'm so glad that I asked that question. Like you said, most people ask you, who was your music influence? Well, see, I don't just have musicians on, and I have a lot of nonprofits on, and I have writers and actors and painters and, oh, you know, all of the creative arts are the people that I really like to interview. And what you shared is so phenomenal because I you know, because this interview will go all over the world. And so everybody in Italy will go, yes, yes, you know. And that's so cool because my sister had married someone who also was the first generation. And their whole family, they spoke Italian. I mean, she finally learned just from listening. But anyway, I don't want to, you know, we only have a half an hour,
sure.
So
and
I want to really.
My parents are from Italy as well. So it's,
yeah, that's
it's great
right.
Because
that's
we just,
what you
we're
said.
In Europe. We've toured in Europe quite a bit over the last year and a half, and we're going back again at the end of the year. So it's great to kind of go back to the roots almost and see what it, you know, there's a lot of a big difference than being in America and being from New York, you know. So
absolutely.
I love it in Europe. I love it in Europe. I love playing out there.
Right.
I love the different cultures and the different people and just everything about it is just really cool.
Right. Well, I did finally, I'm Irish-German, but I really consider myself, you know, my name's Ryan, and you can't get much more Irish than that. And it was O'Ryan,
right.
You know, way back when, but they dropped the O. And
dropped the
I did go to, well, I didn't drop it, but it got dropped before my father had the name. I don't know what generation when it was dropped, but it was O'Ryan. I know that for sure. And
it worked out for you. It's a better stage name then. You got a good stage name then with
Nancy Ryan. That's pretty good. Well, I'm known as Ryan Rocks everywhere. I go into clubs
better
now.
Better than Montali. Montali is not the best stage name, but, you know, it's important to me to keep it. You know, a lot of people were, especially when we first started playing, they're like, but, you know, it is what it is.
No,
it's
keep your
name.
Keep your name.
You know?
That's right.
Yeah,
keep
that's
your name. You got to keep your name.
It really resonated. Yeah, you got to, you know, you are who you are. And that's why when you said who your influences are and as an artist and a songwriter, it's a lot of people think that, you know, you just draw influences from other musicians or other acts. But, you know, I think influence is everywhere. And you know, from an author that you like I love Raymond Carver. He's a big influence on me. And or just a movie that you've seen, some film or. So, you know, the creative process, when you talk about influence, it's not just so cut and dry. You know, you can find influence everywhere, just from being in a city and feeling a certain vibe, or going to, you know, a club somewhere and you see a certain band. You don't even know who they are, but something that they do, one note might just, like, oh, okay, maybe I could try something like that. You know, you didn't think about it before. So influence is it's in the air everywhere, you know.
Absolutely. Well, you know, almost every single artist that I interview, almost every single one has a parent, one and some two parents that were musicians, and some were very successful musicians. And it's just great to hear, you know, all about, you know, how they grew up and how they were listening to. Like I too, my mother was a singer, and she used to sing in all the clubs. Like my father would take her out, she sang on WJLK radio, and she would sing in the choir every single Sunday of her entire life. And well, you know, toward her later life, she didn't, you know, get to church and to sing. Maybe she stopped that, but she also was acting. And it's like, it's just, I was listening to, when my mother passed away, I inherited her albums. And in her albums, it was anywhere from, like, she had the classic music, she had country, she had Willie Nelson, yeah. Willie, I'm going to get it wrong, Willie Nelson. I'm just an alcoholic, so what am I,
I've been listening
to say
a
Willie
lot
Nelson.
Of Willie Nelson.
She had the real old ones that I can't even remember at the moment. I'm just like kind of had a brain, like I'm a 60s generation and I grew up in Asbury Park. And so I'm one of those that talk about influences. I saw Stevie Wonder when he was 14 years old in Convention Hall when they walked him out on the stage and he sat down at the piano. I mean, I just forget it. Now, I got to tell you, too, about Dylan. I love, love, love Dylan. And Arlo Guthrie is my next love, love, love. I mean, all the singers and songwriters, of course, I grew up with. But I
and
love
Woody Guthrie.
Woody Guthrie, yeah. And Arlo Guthrie was his father.
Yep.
I saw Arlo Guthrie live. Now, this is the thing. I saw, and it was the most phenomenal thing ever. Just before Superstorm Sandy, Dylan played in Convention Hall, and Leon Russell opened the show. And I love Leon Russell,
oh,
too.
Oh, great. Yeah,
but I got to tell you something. Dylan, I never saw, and that's why I said, hey, there's still a chance for me. But I'm a real entertainer. When I get on, I jump around, run around, grab the stage. You know, I'm kind of like, I just take over. That's just me.
Well, you have that, you have the Asbury Park rock in you, you know.
Yeah, and
Something about Asbury Park brings the rock out.
I've been playing guitar since I was like, you know, my brother Billy taught me my first few chords on the guitar. Anyway, enough about me. Back to Dylan and to you. I really want to talk about. And I get talking, though, and I get so excited about music, you know, because I've been doing it, too, my whole life.
Well, it's funny, you know, funny you said that.
Dylan,
my parents.
He was moving around and dancing. That's what I wanted to tell you. I couldn't believe it. I said, the guy had to wait to be 70 years old to start moving around, smiling, dancing, then playing the little organ, that little thing that he plays. And he
sure.
was like,
well, he's, you know,
and they didn't stop.
He was always, never was.
He used to stand still.
He never was. Yeah, he never was known to be the greatest performer, but a hell of a writer, you know. I think he's the greatest modern songwriter, you know. But his performances were never the talk of the town, unless it was just him with an acoustic, which I think he, you know, I saw that that documentary that came out, was it Don't Look Back, I think is the name of it, or, yeah.
I don't know, but
home.
You should have seen him
it was his,
at Convention
British
Hall.
In the 60s, it's phenomenal.
Uh-huh. Well, you should
back
have seen him at Convention Hall. It was unbelievable.
But none of my parents played. None of my parents played an instrument at all. Never. That's why when you said it, most musicians you talk to had a parent that was a professional or whatever. Like,
grandfather.
Yeah, nobody in my family played music. Yeah, my dad was a New York City detective. My mom was a school teacher. But I don't know, something in me. I always love art.
That's a good combination.
I can't paint. Yeah, you know, we're just middle class growing up in New York City. I grew up in the late 80s in New York.
You're a youngster.
Born in 1985. Yeah.
You're a youngster. Try 1946.
So you're that's like my dad's age. My dad was born in 47.
A lot of people that I interview, believe me.
But it's weird because the music I listen to is from that era more than the modern stuff. I always loved, like you said, the 60s. I always loved the Beatles. They're my favorite band. And Neil Young's first couple of records and the Stones, obviously.
Yeah.
And I just love that stuff. I'm a big fan of American blues music, so...
jazz blues guitarist, and he went on tour with the James Cotton Blues Band as lead guitarist, and he also went on tour with Clarence Clemons and Red Bank Rockers as lead guitarist. They went on tour for a year and a half, and he's way up there, second on the morning at Asbury Park.
Blood,
so
you know,
I always brag about him. I brag about him when he would never. He's very would never say anything good about him. He doesn't brag, so I have to do it for him. But, you know, he taught me my first few chords, and that's when I started writing songs. And I was I think 18 years old, so it's a long time ago.
Yeah.
I loved you when you guys got up there on stage, and, you know, I love Willie, and I just, you know, when I heard your song, by the way, and I do want you to talk about your band, and I know that I read your complete bio, and I know you've been together 6 years according to your bio, if that's correct.
Yeah.
And,
about 6 years.
And I know that people are really loving you, and I knew why and I'm so glad that I was able to share. Just go to your page. I love Facebook for promotion. I mean, I've been doing this for promotion, and I'm known all over the world. Believe me, I'm not lying. And Twitter and LinkedIn. You went out there on my LinkedIn and Twitter as well, all over the place, and in all these other countries, and on Bruce Springsteen pages that because they love me over. Well, anyway, Bruce, he doesn't care. I don't do the United States too much. I just do mostly Europe because they want to hear me. They want to hear my shows because they love New Jersey. New Jersey, they love Asbury Park people, and they just, you know, because, you know, Bruce is from here, and they really love it. And
I love playing in Asbury Park. You know, we got to play that show with Willie. I think that was his 30th anniversary show or something
35th,
crazy in Asbury
35th.
Park. So that's you know, that's more than that's older than I am. You know, so it's interesting.
Yes,
it's like
Willie's
crazy to
amazing.
Think it, you know. And it was
amazing.
A great time, great venue. One of my favorite clubs, the Stone Pony. You know, I was actually the night before I was hanging out with Adam Duritz from the Counting Crows. We're actually going on tour with them over the summer. We're playing at PNC with them in New Jersey. And you could check the dates. I'm not sure the dates, but. And we were talking about Willie and just talking about, you know, our favorite, you know, like he said when they were first starting out, he had all these dream clubs, and the Stone Pony was one of them. It's just a, you know, legendary rock club. So every musician wants to play there.
I did my video there.
To be able to play there. Oh, really? And to be able to play there
I did my video Indecision there at the Pony,
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's a great room. It's a great sound, great professional. It's really wonderful. And to be able to play there with Willie for his big night, that was awesome. And to be able to play there again the same month with our good buddy Jesse Mallon, that's coming up on Saturday. So it's really great to be kind of accepted into that, you know, world a little bit.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. And,
you know,
I have to stop saying Toastmasters would give me I would get a demerit for that, but what can I say? That you guys were there. What a celebration it was! You could feel the love in that room. It was one of the most spectacular nights at the Pony that I can remember in a long, long time. So
that's great. Yeah,
and
really
a phenomenal. He's a phenomenal artist and writer. So I listened to now all of the promo I did for you, by the way. Your song went as well, just so you know that.
All right, which song did you put out there?
I put the song that was on your Sweet Tooth.
Oh, Sweet Tooth. All right, yeah, that one.
Oh, my God,
that.
I put your video out, yes. Not your,
oh,
just your
cool,
song, your video.
Cool.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
it went everywhere. Didn't you look at the promo I did for you?
I didn't even
read it, right? Hey, listen, folks out there in Radio Land, these guys don't even listen. They call in late. Well, I don't know. I'm only teasing you about that. But they don't even read
the
promo I do.
I really
like that about musicians. They're real laid back in that area. Because if they were calling me every 2 minutes saying, oh, wait a minute, I want you to put this in my promo and that in my promo. But they trust me, to most people that know me anyway and have seen my promotion. They know how great it is. So, it's very good.
Now
and
you're
I do
trouble,
my homework.
Nancy, because next time I'm going to be hounding you to make sure every sentence is exactly the way I want it.
I'm so crazy. No, if I even make a mistake and have to edit something, I'll go and delete the whole thing out and put it all back on again because I don't want any of my stuff edited. It can't say the word edited at the top. But no, the end it said, P.S., Hollis Brown will be one of the bands opening for Jesse Mallon at the Stone Pony, Asbury Park, New Jersey, Saturday, 6:27 to 6:15, door 7 p.m. And so Kyle just sent me a message today that he really liked that on his page, because, you know, Kyle promotes on my page and I promote on his page. I have 3 Facebook pages. But anyway, back to Hollis Brown.
But Jesse's great
I can't
too.
Wait to hear the rest. You need to, after we get off the show, I'll send you a text and I'm going to send you my home address. And requesting.
I
already did. I think I already did request it. Now I need a hard copy.
Are you
going to
be there on Saturday? You're going to be at the show Saturday?
Are you serious?
I'll give it to you then.
Oh, no, I expect to be on your guest list.
All right, yeah, you come on in.
Oh, no, me and a guest.
Nancy plus 20.
No, I mean, that's Nancy plus 1. Just Nancy plus 1.
Thank you very much. Don't worry.
Sweet Tooth, we were
making the record. We recorded with Don DeLego, our new record, 3 Shots. It just came out, and we're just going to be on tour basically for what seems like the rest of our lives. But it'll be The next about 4 months we're on tour. We're touring with the County Crows and Citizen Cope for 2.5 months, and then we go over to Europe where we headline for a month.
So
we'll be pushing it.
Congratulations.
Sweet Tooth was, thank you, yeah. Sweet Tooth, it's kind of like a rocker on the record, and it's, I was listening to a lot of, I hate to, you know, I don't know what the stoner songs, kind of like Bob Dylan's Rainy Day Woman and Lou Reed's Waiting
song.
For My Man. Yeah, Lou Reed's, you know, I'm waiting for my man. So we, I wanted to kind of write something like that, and waiting is always in the back of my mind because I feel like it's such an interesting topic, and it's an interesting thing that people do all the time is wait around for things.
Oh, yeah,
you're waiting online in the,
right.
You know, you're waiting in the bank, you're waiting for the train, you're waiting for a cab, you're waiting for a friend, whatever it is. So I always,
especially growing up in New York City.
Yeah, exactly.
Growing up
waiting
in New York
around,
City.
I always try and think, like, how much of my life when I'm dead is going to be, you know, how many years are I put to waiting around for stuff? So
well,
for
that's,
Sweet
you know
Tooth,
what,
that's kind of what it's around, you know, waiting on a friend is kind of the chorus, and it's about...
I love it. I love
it. So that's kind of... And it has to do with drugs in New York City, and it's a real New York City song. It's a, that's what we were going for with that one, and I'm glad you liked it.
I loved it. I sent it to some personal message to some people. You have to listen to this song. You have to get the album. I can't wait to hear the rest of your music. When I heard it, I was just so thrilled, and I said, this is in the promo. This has got, was just right there. It was like very easy for me to promote you. And you're the only, in my almost 3 years of doing this, you're the only group that I did that with was to actually promote, put the video in the promo. And it went on Twitter and LinkedIn and everywhere, and all over Europe. I had people, friend requests from India yesterday. They call me the promo queen.
That's the beauty of what you can do by yourself with the internet now. You know, the whole thing is wide open.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing.
You can put yourself
out there say something.
In so many different ways.
I have to say something about your song and waiting. I think that's why everyone likes my song so much. It's called I call it Indecision because it's a long title. It's called Indecision Keeps Knocking at My Door. And the chorus line is Indecision Keeps Knocking at My Door. It's that same old feeling, yeah, it's still been here before, and it's about, like, should I stay or should I go? Like, it's like indecision. Like, what am I – and that's waiting, too. It's like, a form of procrastination. It's like instead of just saying, okay, this is what I'm going to do and I'm going to go for it, I'm going to do it right now, it's like, well, indecision. What should I do? And so you're sitting there. You're
waiting.
You're
waiting for something – you're
a
waiting
message.
For something to force your hand into the right, into the correct decision. You know, you're waiting for
a direction,
someone to come along
direction.
And shake you and say, do this, do that, you know.
Yeah, well, I had
so
somebody say to me.
To me.
I had a really good friend, and he was the founder of Good Morning with the Boss Club, and I kept bugging him to put my album on there, and they never did that. It was just Spring Bruce, and it was Southside Johnny. And so I bugged him so much, finally he gave in, and he God rest his soul, he's in heaven now. And he put it on, not just once, he put it on, he got such good, people were really saying, God, Ryan rocks, she really does. And, and a lot of people were thinking, they were looking at me and thinking, this chick is like, she's no spring chicken. But to make a long story short, they played it 3 entire weekends, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, Sunday night, 3 times in a period of 2 months. So when I saw Bruce not too long ago, I told him, I said, thank you, Bruce. I said, because all your fans are becoming my fans, because that was the first Bruce Dean page that my music was on. And everybody that was his fans were sending me friend requests from all over Europe. And wanting to talk to me about Asbury Park, because it says Asbury
is
country rockabilly from Asbury.
I feel like Europe, they, we're a rock and roll band, and we want to be the best rock and roll band. And that's a really tough
Hey, Mike.
America audiences are a little different than the European audiences. They really appreciate the rock and roll. They appreciate authentic, people singing what they believe in, people, you know,
they go crazy.
Respecting the artistry. Yeah,
they're
that's
like
why
me.
I love going
they
out there.
They get really
I love
excited.
In Europe. I mean, we toured with Jesse out there. We toured with Jesse Malin in the UK, and
yeah.
It was really a great experience. We did our own headlining tour when our first record came out. And on this new record, we're excited to go back. And we want to just be authentic to ourselves and be authentic to our audience and create
right.
what we create. And that's and we're fortunate enough to be in a position currently, anyway, where we could do that for the new album. And we can't wait for people to hear it live and the big audiences we're going to be playing to. So it's going to be great.
Now, when you open for Jesse, are you going to do the full band thing, I hope?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
are you playing
oh, yeah.
with Jesse? Oh,
no,
wonderful.
No, we'll be full band. Yeah, we'll be
yeah,
full
good.
Band.
Yeah, good. You know,
think, yeah.
I've heard of Jesse Malin so many wonderful things, but I have never seen him perform, and I don't think I've heard any of his music. So this will be a really good night for
okay.
me, and then, of course, I'll talk to him about being on my show. I mean, that's what I do. You know, that's kind of
yeah.
how it works. If you weren't there with Willie, I would not have met you and been able to ask you to be on. I kind of almost feel like, you know, I kind of gravitate toward, oh, yeah, I think that person would be an interesting person to interview. And that's kind of how I've been doing it. It's worked out phenomenal. In fact, I was asked to interview Michelle Moore, who sings Rocky Ground with Bruce Springsteen, and I interviewed her though in
yeah.
a studio. And that was an hour interview, and she drove like an hour to be there, and she was the sweetest person, and we're still friends. We're friends on Facebook, and it was a wonderful interview, just a wonderful interview. But I have just people coming to me
cool.
now. Willie sent me an email. Hey, Nancy, will you interview me on Wednesday night because I'm leaving for Spain on Saturday? I'm like, oh, sure, Willie. Yeah, whatever you
yeah.
But anyway, so I am just having the time of my life, and I was in San Diego for 28 years and came back here 11 years ago to New Jersey, and I really didn't want to, but since I came back, and when I stopped taking care of, I came back to take care of my mom. I'm one of the seven kids, and I'm the oldest girl. But anyway, back to you. I'm so excited for you guys. I get like sidetracked on my own since I'm a musician and a broadcaster. I get sidetracked, and I've had Vinny on, my friend
well,
Vinny
you know,
Lopez,
you
several
could talk
times.
About, I could talk about music all day long. It's a passion.
Me
so.
Too. That's the problem. I start talking, but I get sidetracked, and then I need an egg. timer, the old-fashioned ones, so that in fact, even on the half-an-hour shows, I can't even talk that long. I can only talk a minute about myself.
Yeah,
so I think
can't
I'm going to
start
been my show
for half an hour already. You
I know. You know what I'm going
to
say.
Hour from now on.
I know. I know. Well, I used to. Well, I do a show an hour in studio, but I don't do an hour on online. And
right.
it's easier to do it in the studio. I mean, holding a phone. In fact, I'm going to get a microphone that I don't have to hold. I'm tired of holding this phone. I've done more interviews in like 2.5 months than I did in almost in 2.5 years in the studio. So I'm just, it's taken off like crazy, my show, which is really, I mean, that's
great.
What I wanted.
Well, hopefully,
but anyway,
hopefully we'll be able to come back on when you know,
oh,
when we
sure.
come back, we'll be able to come
anytime,
back.
Anytime. All you have to do is send me a private message and just tell me. I'd love to have you on after your tour to talk about your tour.
Sure.
And
yeah,
we can go over a little bit. Don't worry about it. We can go over a little bit. They won't cut it off. So I'm in the studio, and I can see when they end the episode, so don't worry about it. I'm in my own studio. But I am just, like, when I heard that song, I just really, oh, you know what Kyle liked? He liked... I did an event page for you. If you go to the public event pages, you'll see that picture. I also downloaded the picture of you guys laying down with all your heads together, pointed toward each other.
All right.
And I used that yeah. as a reminder. I did that 12:30 this morning, and I said, hey, tonight's the show, folks, so be sure to tune in. And then I mentioned the show again Saturday, and then I used that as the picture. So that's what Kyle liked. He really liked that on, you know, as a, he, you know, he appreciates my supporting. I've been promoting the Stone Pony for years, the Stone Pony and the Wonder Bar. So anyway,
yeah,
that was really good, too. So you,
been
you,
lucky
got,
enough
you got
to
the
play
best.
Both of them. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been lucky
yeah,
enough to play
phenomenal.
Both those clubs. So that's great. It's great to be. It would be good
right.
to be back on Saturday and be good to you
right.
know
well,
do what we love. So.
Mhm. Yeah. And you know, anyway, this
yeah.
Interview that we did. Oh gosh, it went so fast. It went so fast. I can't believe it. Oh, and now I'm going down to, oh, I'll give my girlfriend a plug. I'm going down. My girlfriend is here. Well, she's actually the granddaughter of the Potters who owned the Upstage in Asbury Park where Bruce got his beginnings, you know, and so many young artists started out. And she's in town from Texas, and she's going to be up in front of the Upstage tonight. She wrote a book called, if you get a chance to see it, it's called For Music's Sake. And she inherited all of the old photographs of all, you know, all of the old, you know, the people that started out there in Asbury Park, the music scene. And it was, they didn't serve alcohol, and it was open all night long, so people would leave all the clubs, you know, the Pony, Mrs. J's, all the old clubs, and they'd go up to the Upstage, and you had to go up three flights of stairs. It was on the third floor, and it was the coolest thing, and, of course, I was there. But anyway, Carrie, I'll see you in a little while. But I want to thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I got to tell everybody in music land, and I'll get you like as much airplay. I'm being played on a lot of different radio stations. So I'm going to give all the people in Europe especially too the heads up. And they'll put you on their, you know, 24/7 on their playlists. So, you know,
yeah,
the promotion,
the
when I like a band, it doesn't stop here. And this interview is going to go public like 3 minutes after we hang up the phone, and it's going to be on my Nancy Ryan page, and it's going to be on my Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park stage page, and then later tonight or tomorrow, I'll be posting it individually on all of the group pages, like 40 group pages, so you'll probably get to like 300,000 people in the group pages alone that will be able
wow,
to...
Wow, fantastic. Well,
yeah,
you
yeah,
earned
so,
yourself
you know,
a plus one. You earned yourself a plus one for Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, well, you know what? This is my giving back. This is my – I've been blessed in my life, really blessed. And this is my giving back. I mean, I do this for fun and for free. And I've been doing it all for fun and for free. I don't even charge
well,
anything
you know,
for
we
my
caught,
music.
We caught the creative bug, so we're all artists. So it's if you do it for
yeah,
money,
I
you
never
don't
toured.
Get anywhere.
Yeah, no, yeah. you're doing what you love, and I think it's great. But I'm a mom, and I had, you know, children, and I never wanted to, and I'm non-committal. I mean, I never wanted to go on tour. Many people still ask me, Nancy, you need to be in a band. We want you to be in a band. I've had people. I sing in convention hall by myself, once a month in the summer months sometimes. Well, I did it for a few years, and then I got tired. But I said. You know, they said, you need to be in a band. You just need to. And I'm like, hello, I know I look 58 or younger, but I'm 68 years old, okay? I'm not going on tour. I'm not – unless Bruce called me up. If he called me up, I'd do that. Oh, maybe
right.
if you
there
call
you
me
go.
Up, I'd do it. Anyway, if you ever want a female chick, just call me.
Yeah,
I don't know. Anyway, listen.
Maybe Saturday
thank you.
We'll throw you on stage. Yeah.
Hey,
thank
Mike.
You
know what I sang?
You
know what I sang with? I sang with Willie Nile, and he goes, "Oh, we're going to do an Elvis Presley song. We've only done it once before. I didn't even know what cue to do it in, and it was my cue. It was at McClune's, and I'm in my black leather, and I've got really long hair. You met me, but my hair was down, and it's really long, and I was really looking the part, and had my boots on, my with the spike, and I got up there, I just took over. There was an empty mic right next to Johnny. I said, "Hey, I'm going," and
Willie,
he said, "Go, you know." So I did the whole song, and so he's jumping off up and down. He's jumping down in the audience, and I get off the stage, and people are asking me for my autograph, and they said, "Are you part of the show?" And I said, "No, actually, I don't know. I hope Willie's not mad at me because I crashed." But I did Blue Suede Shoes,
right.
and I sang. That's my cover. That's my cover, signature cover. Everybody knows I do Blue Suede Shoes.
Oh,
but I've been asked to sing with a lot of bands. I sang with Bobby Bendy. I sing with everybody. But anyway,
well,
what can I say?
Well, thank you for having me, Nancy. I'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah. When you hang
up,
I have
Saturday
to promote
night.
All of my... Yeah, I have to promote my 6 nonprofits that I've had all of them on, so my show, you know, Minister Steve from Tent City, and I'll hang out for a few more minutes. I'm almost done. I want to, because I'm going to still say, everybody out there, like, I really got to tell you, this band, Hollis Brown, you must check them out. Of course, you'll have no, you'll have to check them out because I'm going to put it right in your faces like I do. That's because Ryan rocks, and I want everyone to enjoy like what I enjoy, and that is really phenomenal, fabulous, unique music, right from the soul, right from the heart and soul. And, you know the difference. It gives me, like, even talking about it when I get excited about a band. It's like, and I've been back in Jersey for 11 years now, and I've been out there looking. And I can tell you, there are few and far between that I get goosebumps or that I get really excited about. So I'm going to tell you, the bands that come on my show, they're all stars. That's just the way it is. They all rock it. They really rock it. So, anyway, Minister Steve needs help. Tent City, Helping Hands of New Jersey, the Nixons, my girlfriend Bev Cruz, who is with Hitting the Streets for the Homeless. I just recently talked to the director on my show. His name is Carmen Rodriguez, and he was talked to me all about the Monmouth Ocean County Food Bank, which is one of the hugest, biggest food banks in the state. And I guess the last one is my friend Allison Saho, and they have a radio show, and it's called City of Angels, and it's a recovery show. And it's not just alcohol and drugs. It's for every single ism that any person could possibly have. It could be teenagers that are having trouble with kids. And of course, I do want to give a shout out to one of my recent guests, Ray Anderson, Mr. Ray, who just did a huge CD about bullying, anti-bullying. So anyway, with that, I'm out of breath. Well, not really, but I'm going to say good night to everyone. Good night. Thank you so much for listening in, and I look forward to talking to you guys probably next week. All right. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye, Mike. I'll see you Saturday night.
Bye. All right.
Goodbye,
thank
Ron.
You. See ya.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.